This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, you better have a bad case of loving me. Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, guys. I don't do well on TV. We're Facebook Live-ing the show. How y'all doing out there? And we got Daniel working the dial. Daniel's cute. Okay, so we're trying to live stream the show today because I've been asked to live stream. I guess people want to see me. The whole purpose of going into radio is so you don't have to see me. Okay, see, this is what you guys get. Okay, careful what you wish for. And I haven't Facebook Lived or done a lot of YouTubes in a while because when there's no demand, there's no supply. So apparently we got some demand. So here we go. We're Facebook Live, and we got Dee. Hi, Dee. Okay, so on the show today, we got a lot to talk about. We got Ebola. We got the latest with the measles outbreak. We got these face mites feasting on our skin oils. We got hospitals closing down because of a fungus. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but that's really not what I want to open with, okay? I had an injury today, and it's kind of an embarrassing injury, but it's something that I think a lot of you guys have, and nobody wants to talk about it. So let me preface by saying I have a lot of people that call or call me or come in as patients or whatever, and they go, I have carpal tunnel, or I have fibromyalgia, or I have rotator cuff. And I'm like, what? Who diagnosed you? And they go, well, I was diagnosed, but I got it from some repeated injury, but I don't do anything at work. I mean, when I'm at work, I mean, look what I do. I just kind of, you know, sit around and, yeah, eat. And I realized today that there is something repetitive. My hair's messed up. There is something repetitive that we do on a daily basis. And the reason why is I hurt myself. So basically, as many of you guys know from my post earlier today, I was on the potty. And I think I sustained carpal tunnel from the wiping process, okay? Now, I'm not going to get too graphic, but I'm sure a lot of you guys are like, no, that happened to me. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So what happened is I didn't have a clean break, which would have been, like, awesome and would have saved my wrist. But Corey cooked last night some schnitzel, you know, chicken that's breaded. Personally, I like to bread my chicken in Frosted Flakes, but he, like, breaded it with some crumbs or whatever. Anyway, so it didn't work that well today. So today I'm kind of sitting there, and then all of a sudden, after using the toilet paper, and I had to do multiple passes, you know, any of you guys pilots out there, a lot of runway passes, shall we just say. My wrist pops, okay? And I'm like, oh, my God. And it kind of feels a little numb. And maybe I'm doing it wrong. You know, maybe I'm, like, you know, wiping wrong. So, you know, for example, us girls, we're taught to go front to back, just front to back. Yet guys kind of go around. Right? You kind of, I don't know, you go around. I can't do that because I have rotator cuff, I think. If I had to go around, I understand guys can't because there's something pendulous there. I get that. You have to go around. But us girls, we just kind of, you know, we just kind of go front to back. And so I go to the bathroom a lot. And, you know, women, we pee and we poop. And then we also number three sometimes. Although that's not going to be an issue for me as I'm going into menopause. So we really use our wrists a lot. And so my fear is I have now sustained carpal tunnel from a toilet paper issue. So I'm writing now a piece on orthopedic injuries that we unfortunately sustain when we go potty. And let me just, I don't want to go into all of them. I just want to quickly talk about carpal tunnel because that's the one I'm dealing with. Rotator cuff, if any of you guys have subscapularis or infrascapularis or teres minor or whatever the hell issues you have, you got to deal with it today. We're only talking about carpal tunnel. So, carpal tunnel. Got the wrist. See my wrist? It's kind of fat. right? You have a median nerve that goes through. You got some ligaments and bones protecting it. And so that median nerve gets, in a way, entrapped. A carpal tunnel is like an entrapment neuropathy, all right? And a lot of you guys go, well, you know, I want to, you know, diagnose myself. Do I really have to go to the doctor? Yeah, you have to go to the doctor. How else do we pay for our student loans? But I'll teach you guys so you save a little money. So one way to tell if you have carpal tunnel is you do something called a Tinel's test. Now, this is kind of hard to do with the thing, but you kind of have to tap the wrist. I can't really do it on Facebook Live, but you tap the wrist, and if you kind of have pain or some shooting pain, that could be a Tinel's. Then you have something called a Phalen's test. Now, the Phalen's test, and I hope I pronounced that right, you got to kind of put both your arms to get your hands together. I'm really messing this up. Anyway, you put both your hands together, and you kind of let them sit, okay? But anyway, don't get motion sick from that. And you kind of let the hands sit for about a minute, and if you start feeling tingling in your fingers, that could be a sign that you have an entrapment neuropathy, possibly from your median nerve. So, if any of you guys have wipe issues, like I do, I would say, and if you have some wrist issues or some neuropathy or whatever, I would say first, change your bathroom habits. So one is, don't eat stuff that doesn't allow you to have a clean break. Now, what gives you a clean break? Well, drink a lot of water, you know, make sure, max citrate. Oh, my buddy gave me magnesium citrate. Always works, okay? That works. And then, you know, eating good fiber, et cetera. Make sure your bowels are healthy because you need things to glide down easy. But the other thing is, I really think we need to start going to a bidet. Because, you know, here with the whole ACA, Obamacare healthcare system, it's all anti needing to go to the doctor and, you know, things costing a lot to get stuff done. So maybe we could save a lot of money, save the country a whole lot of money by bidetting. You know, if you just stand and pee, guys really have it easy. If you stand and pee, or if you stand and poop, which we're supposed to do, you know, it's healthier to stand and poop and squat than to sit. And then you just bidet while you're standing there, and you got like a drain. I think they do that in Europe. Last time I was at Europe, there was like a drain, and I think you just stand there, and you get like car washed. And I know for me, I would need the extra. I got extra wide load. That's why I get carpal tunnel, because I mean, my butt's so big, I got to go like all the way around. It's like I need like a selfie stick, like a extender to, you know, get around my butt. But anyway, I am going to now promote bidetting to clean the tootsie. So you guys don't have to get a carpal tunnel, and so you don't have to get rotator cuff. Trigger finger is another one. Dequervin's tenosynovitis. You guys know about Dequervin's? You get that from overusing your thumb. Not that we really use a thumb a lot. Okay. So, oh, we got a lot of people watching. Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, guys. All right, when we get back, I got to talk Ebola. But thank you guys for tuning in. This is Facebook Live. Dr. Dolly Show. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly. So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so don't worry. We're not Facebook Live-ing, so I don't have to act all nice and medical, okay? I could be me. Whew, that was really, really, you know, people were watching. People were watching. I know that was kind of tricky. I think I look doctorly. All right, so Seattle Children's Hospital has had to close several operating rooms and is contacting the families of about 3,000 children who've had recent procedures after a common type of mold was detected in the facility over the weekend. Apparently, Aspergillus mold was found in 4 of the 14 operating rooms following a routine check, hospital officials told the Seattle Times. So the affected rooms are going to remain closed until further notice. Dozens of surgeries have been moved or rescheduled. So, of course, hospital spokespeople, the hospital's all over it. Spokesperson said patient safety is their top priority. Now, what is aspergillus? Well, aspergillus is a pretty common mold. We get it indoors. We get it outdoors. You know, we breathe aspergillus in pretty frequently, but the majority of us don't get sick. The problem is if you're immunocompromised, if you're, vulnerable because you're on steroids, immunosuppressive drugs for a transplant, HIV, then unfortunately that could be a problem. Mold could also cause allergic reactions that you may not realize. It could cause infections in the lungs or other organs. So the hospital thinks that the risk to surgical patients is still very, very low, but they're still contacting people to get tested. And there's ways you could test. You could do a blood test for antibodies. You could do sputum culture. So there's things you could do. So right now, they're cleaning the affected areas. They're going to work with an industrial hygienist to determine how the mold contaminated the operating rooms. And why did this come into play? You know, did they just, you know, oh, let's just look for aspergillus. Well, no. Two patients at the hospital developed aspergillus infections over the past year. One of the patients died. Now, because of healthcare privacy laws, they couldn't share any more information with that. But, you know, that just added to the tally of hospital-induced infections. Now, what kind of concerns me whenever I hear something like this is how many other hospitals or doctor's offices or whatever have mold. You know, I ran an office for years. And so we made sure everything was OSHA compliant, made sure everything was HIPAA compliant, made sure we had aseptic technique every time we would, you know, do a procedure. We would, you know, clean out our vents. But, I mean, did we go into the roof? Did we go into all the ducts, you know, of our air conditioning? Did we, you know, no. If everything was fine and nobody had issues and, you know, I mean, you know, did we clean out a building and bleach walls and, you know, no. Most people don't. And so, yeah, you clean the floors, you bleach, you clean all the countertops and anything, you autoclave anything patients touch. But, I mean, do you really go deep into the crevices of the building and the cracks underneath the ground and things like that? No, you don't. And so, unfortunately, when something bad happens, that's when everybody kind of wakes up. And, you know, when I was in training, you know, my attendings would always say, get the patient out of the hospital before they get sick. And at first, being a young medical student, I didn't understand that. I go, why do we want them out of the hospital? We're good. I mean, shouldn't they be with us until we know they're going to be 100%? No. They said, no, get them out of the hospital before they get sick. And it wasn't that particular hospital. That was just a mantra of you will get sick in a hospital because there's more germs there. And I'm like, but I tell you, and I would argue, I'd be like, but look at this place. It's clean. My mom kept a clean home, and this hospital was cleaner than my mom's house, and my mom was super clean. I'm like, this place is cleaner. I even feel healthier when I'm at the hospital. It's funny. You know, when you would do your 36-hour shifts, you know, being in the hospital wasn't as bad as you would think. I still, when I walk into a hospital, I don't get a negative feeling or a PTSD feeling from all the training and all the bad nights we had. I actually feel positive. There's something about a hospital that I just love. I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel better. Maybe because it's so clean. I don't know. But it's a dangerous place. Very dangerous place. Hospitals. You don't want to think that. But if even hospital personnel say, get the patient out, they'll be at less risk. Then we as doctors have to play a fine line, and you as patients, of which is safer for you, to be at home and convalesce or be at a hospital and convalesce. So when do we make the decision to give you the boot? No, it's not insurance. Well, maybe. Maybe for some hospital administrators it's insurance. Could be. But usually it's, you know, if you could pee on your own, if you could eat on your own, if you have access, right, to your doctor, or you're able to get to your doctor and do your follow-up, or if a nurse could come to the house, if you don't need round-the-clock pain medicine, if you don't need IV fluids, sometimes we'll even discharge you with an IV. We started doing that decades ago, and I was like, they're going home with an IV. Whoa.
or a PICC line, not so much an IV, but a line, so that they could get their medications. Because some people, they need to be on IV antibiotics for weeks. Well, that doesn't mean they have to sit in a hospital. So the dangers of being in a hospital longer than you need to be is, one, is other infections from people that are there, etc. Number two is you're not moving. Yeah, maybe you could kind of do some steps and walk up and down the hall, but you're not moving like you are at the house. You got to get up, you got to go to the bathroom, you got to yell at the dog, you got to answer the door. So you're moving more. Yeah, if somebody's there to help you, you'd probably do that. But we don't want you lying in bed. When you lie in bed, you start getting bed sores. You start getting lack of circulation. You can start getting blood clots. And a big risk of being in bed all the time is pneumonia. When you get up and you have to walk around and exercise, you take bigger, deeper breaths. But if you're taking little shallow breaths because you're always lying down, then things that are floating around, whether it be your house or hospital, whatever, that get into your lungs, they're not going to get out. Now, in the hospital, the nurses are on you, you know, like staff, you know, drill sergeants, you know, blow, 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 blow. You know, you're blowing to a little spirometer, you know, toy, and you're trying to, you know, blow out a lot of your vital capacity and your residual volume of your lungs, and you're trying to, you know, get stuff out and take a deep breath. But it's pretty healthy to do. You know, I don't know how many of you guys have Apple Watches, but my Apple Watch will every now and then tell me to breathe. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've been breathing the whole day. What are you talking about? But I think that's smart. Because I told you guys my theory about a lot of us that sleep that may not have sleep apnea, but cut off our air supply sometimes when we sleep, that we may not be getting enough oxygen. And so big, deep breaths when we're awake oxygenate our brain, but shallow breaths when we're sleeping or, you know, when we're blocked with our tongue blocks airflow to the brain. And maybe one thing we need to do is throughout our day just take big, deep breaths. You know, whenever anybody gets mad, they say, take a deep breath. And you feel better when you take a deep breath. Right before I'm about to chew Corey out or the kids out, I stop and I take a deep breath. Oxygenating is very beneficial. And I'm wondering if what we need to do, you know, assuming we don't breathe up all the oxygen on the earth, is we, every hour, when we stand and stretch, we remind ourselves to take some real big deep breaths. Apple Watch reminds us to. But that's all a part of, you know, good health. So, you know, being in a hospital longer than you need to, never good. But being discharged too early, not good. I can't tell you how many cases I saw in the 90s of people being sent home and their wound opening up or them not being able to urinate. I had a patient that called in through telemedicine that said that they were discharged after a surgery before he could pee. He was just discharged home. Now, every time I've had surgery, even if it was day surgery, I was not allowed to go until I could show them I could pee. I remember sitting there on the toilet going, please be able to pee, please pee, because I want to get the hell out of there. And I want to get back to the cats or my kids or whatever. And you couldn't leave until you could pee. Well, I'm finding out that some places are sending people home before they could urinate. And then if you can't urinate, you got to run back to a hospital so you can get straight cast so somebody can empty your bladder. Sometimes it's a side effect of anesthesia. It takes a little while for the nerves to wake up with the bladder. So some people might not be able to pee for a couple days. Very painful. It's rare, but it could happen. So I suggest, and I think a lot of hospitals do that, is you got that checklist where nobody goes unless, one, they can pee, they can poop, they can pass gas, they don't have a fever, they don't have something communicable that they could spread to everybody else in the house, they have access to medications, whether it be IV or oral, they could you know, have somebody that could help them pretty much move around if they need to. And if you have to get out, get out. But for any of you hospitals out there listening, you might have mold sitting there that you don't know about. So you might want to do a quick sweep. Look around. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody.
The president speaking at the Rose Garden continues.
After 2 years and $40 million or $35 million, it'll end up being a lot more than that. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing.
Those comments after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi accused without any proof the president of being involved in a cover-up. Flooding remains a big concern in Oklahoma after powerful storms moved through this week. Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt also says,
so the biggest concern is more rain. I mean, there's some more rain in the forecast for North Tulsa, for northern Oklahoma.
The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for northeastern Oklahoma through the weekend. They've received more than 8 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So I know you guys have a lot going on. The news is bombarded with, are we impeaching Trump? Are we not impeaching Trump? Personally, I am just beyond myself why we're not getting anything done, right, when we have, like, things like Ebola, right, measles and mumps and foodborne illnesses and superbugs and all sorts of other stuff going on. right? We still have a very, very crappy healthcare system. So I would really, really like a little bit more, I think I would like a little bit more prioritizing of what we need to do. Okay, now I am trying to get to this article here. I'm going to just accept my settings so we move on. We got Ebola, and I'm going to keep an eye on what's going on with Ebola for you guys because you're inundated with all this other stuff. But the world's second largest Ebola epidemic is still just unfortunately exponentially growing. And the World Health Organization chief said yesterday that the risk of Ebola spreading within the Democratic Republic of Congo to neighboring countries still remains very, very high. And the hemorrhagic fever of Ebola is the enemy. World Health Organization Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that it is public enemy number one. He also warned that the current outbreak is one of the most complex health emergencies we have ever faced. Now, as you guys know, the death toll with the earlier one from 2014 to 2016 was 11,000. That was crushing. Thousands more affected. Countries freaked out. We didn't know what to do here. We were quarantining people. And then when we had our first person with Ebola, we had no medicine because we ran out. So Thomas Duncan died because we ran out of Ebola medicine, and that was our first case. So that was a cluster because people panicked. I think they must have hoarded the medicine. Maybe we didn't make enough, whatever. So when this outbreak started last August, and remember, we've had outbreaks off and on since the 70s of a couple hundred here and there, all right, they started vaccinating. And we were like, okay, we got this. We got this. Well, we don't got this because now we're at a death toll of over 1,100. So we're already a tenth of the way there to the last major outbreak. And we are noticing as the months progress, a higher surge of people dying. So what's happening, as we've talked about before, is people are under attack. You know, with the other Ebola outbreak that happened in West Africa, you know, they had to just contain, they had to teach everybody. Yeah, there was a lot of education. There was a lot of, you know, what's going on? Let's just now just contain. Let's start to treat with whatever we have. And then once the vaccine was ready to go, they started to use that. But in this particular case, there's a lot of distrust. There's also militias that are fighting the healthcare workers. And so now if somebody's sick, they don't want to leave their home, they don't want to leave their family, they don't want to be quarantined, and they don't want to be a sitting duck in case a militia decides to fire upon a treatment facility. So you don't really have a lot of people raising their hands going, help me. You would think they would based on what happened a few years ago, but remember, not a lot of these people are very, very in tune with social media and the internet and news. A lot of them still live in villages. There's not as much of a bombardment of news. And look at what happened a few years ago. And the other thing, too, which I've noticed, is we really forget very easily. You know, I mean, I can't believe how many people forgot what happened with 9/11. And, oh, yeah, well, we forgive and forget. Well, okay, you know, is anybody watching what led up to that and where we let our guard down? So when somebody goes, gosh, you know, they just had an outbreak a couple years ago, you would think we would have more people on board, you know, within that continent. No. Nobody, I know history repeats itself. I've lived by that. You know, growing up in a family, you know, where, you know, the majority of my extended family had died in the Holocaust, right? And, you know, the Depression and things like that, right? We were taught as kids that history repeats itself. History repeats itself. And so I am expecting history to repeat itself. I'm expecting another polio virus to come back. I'm expecting another Holocaust. I'm expecting another totalitarian regime. I'm expecting, you know, another, Obamacare bill to pass. All right? You know, people just make the same mistakes. And, you know, we do. I mean, how many times have I fallen in love with somebody that treated me like crap? until I married Corey, I kept making the same mistake. You know, just to go off subject here, people accuse women of wanting to be treated like crap. I would hear that from my guy friends all the time. And they're like, you like being treated like crap. Girls like that. And so they keep searching for somebody that does that to them. Because when a nice guy is there, they aren't attracted to him. They're only attracted to the guys that treat them like crap. That is wrong. That is wrong. That is wrong. Okay? If we fall in love with a nice guy, we fall in love with a nice guy, we marry him, you don't hear from us. But if we fall in love with somebody who's bad for us, and when you fall in love, and, you know, we women are really, really good at filtering things out and just seeing the good in people. If not, we'd kick our kids out of the house by the time they talk. Right? I mean, once you hear what your kids have to say and what your kids do, and once you see what your kids do to the dog, I mean, we moms, we women in general, we have to forgive. Otherwise, we would never be moms. So any guy I dated prior to Corey that treated me like crap, I would forgive. It's not that I liked being treated like crap. I hated it. Women don't like to be abused. But when you really fall for somebody, or you don't think you could get out of the relationship, you get stuck. And so, history repeats itself. Well, it does. You will make the same mistakes. If that's what you have an affinity to, if that's how you handle a problem, until you change modes and you decide to deal with something differently and say, no, I'm not going to do that. Did you guys ever see that Seinfeld episode where George decided to do the opposite of his instincts? He said, you know, he would say, like, every time I would listen to my instincts, bad things happen. So anytime my instinct tells me to do something, I'm going to do the exact opposite. And then his life, like, really turned around. Now, I wouldn't advise that because I still think instincts, to me, I think that's the voice of God. You know, I think our instincts do guide us right. Right? But, you know, until you decide to, you know, address a bad relationship one way, or address an epidemic, or address a problem at work differently than you have, history will repeat itself. And you're going to be accused of liking being treated like crap. Yeah, I know, you know, people are saying, well, you know, do these people in Africa want to, you know, get sick? No, they don't want to get sick. But they don't trust a lot of modernization coming in. They don't trust that their family will be protected. If nobody's dealing with the militia that's fighting them and you know, shooting up, you know, or bombing or setting fire to the treatment facilities, why should they leave their house? How do you convince somebody to leave their wife and kids? So we have an issue. 1,100 people now dead. And this Ebola virus is one tricky sucker. Thank God, this time around, we do have medication. We do have ZMapp. And I think some other pharmaceutical companies are involved as well, because there is a market. And I think they realize that Ebola doesn't go away. But sometimes we need to just do things a little differently. 1-877-DOLLY.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Any
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this caught my eye. The World Health Organization spent nearly $192 million on travel expenses last year. They said staffers sometimes breaking the agency's own rules by traveling business class. Booking expensive last-minute tickets? Whoa! And traveling without the required approvals. That's according to internal documents obtained by the Associated Press. This is being reported by the Deakin Chronicle. Now, World Health Organization I'm a fan of because they're fighting the Ebola outbreak. And they fight a lot of outbreaks. They do a lot of good out there. But unfortunately, this falls under the theme that we've discussed before, where some charitable organizations are not without their issues, such as abuse and fraud, unfortunately. So they say that the abuses could spook potential donors and partners as the organization begins its week-long annual meeting Monday in Geneva. And they need increased support to fight Ebola in Congo and other deadly diseases, including polio, malaria, and measles. Now, they say this $192 million, right, budget, or not budget, but spent expenditures, is actually down from a year before. Because the agency pledged to rein in travel abuses following an AP investigation. They say recent documents show that World Health Organization auditors found some World Health Organization staffers were still misrepresenting the reasons for their travel to exploit loopholes in the organization's policies and flying business class. That is obviously several times more expensive than economy, even though they did not meet the criteria to do so. I got something to talk about with that business class and economy in a second. They said in response to questions from the AP, the World Health Organization said Monday that travel is often essential to reaching people in need, and noted that 55% of its travel spending went to bring outside experts and country representatives, often from developing countries, to technical and other meetings. I got to tell you, travel expense budgets are big at a lot of institutions and places. And I've heard of people playing around with, you know, how you need to do it if you own a company or a school or whatever, is you cap their expense at, like, let's say $2,000. All right? We will pay up to $2,000 for your trip. Now, a lot of places don't do that. They go, well, if the ticket's only $300 and the hotel is only, you know, $200 a night, they'll, you know, use more of that money than they should. Okay, well, then figure it out. Do an analysis and find out what the amount of money you should do. But if you don't cap it and say, oh, yeah, just turn in your travel expenses, you're going to have somebody spend $3,000, $4,000 on a trip. I've seen it happen. So you got to be smart. Now, I can't think of how many times I have been very, very frustrated with what I see charities do in terms of some of their expenses. And I told you what happened to me when I was younger. There was and I don't want to name the organization. I don't think the organization is around as much anymore, but it was somebody that would come and ask for donations to do really good for people who were poor or needed it, etc. And it was kind of a well-known agency, and I remember being poor, and, you know, I was working at Jack in the Box, making $4 an hour and stuff at the time, so I pulled together $25 to donate. And mind you, I was supporting myself, putting myself through school, you know, helping, you know, give money to family who needed it. I was kind of doing a lot. So $25, pulling $25 together for a donation was really rough for me. But I was able to do it, and I wanted to do it. I wanted to donate. Well, this one representative from that place called me up saying that he's going to be in town and he wants to meet, you know, and say hi. All right? Because I had worked, one of my jobs, not only Jack in the Box was community service and fundraising for one of the student groups. And so he comes into town, and I go, oh my gosh, I didn't expect to see you for a couple months. And he said, well, I wanted to see my dad, but in order to get the company to pay for it, I had to make it look like I was doing work. So I stopped by here saying hi to you, so it looks like a work visit. And then he was going to go off and see his dad. And I was livid because it probably cost $400 or $500 for his trip, and it took me everything to scrape together $25. And so I, from then on, decided if I'm going to donate, I'm going to actually donate actual goods. I'm not going to just donate money. Even though I still do donate money, because, you know, if I trust the company, I do. But, you know, for those of you that don't have that trust, then actually donate the actual thing. So, like, you know, if a country needs a plane, you know, let's say, you know, rather than you just, you know, hand somebody thousands and thousands of dollars, you got a bunch of people together to actually purchase a plane, then you know it's an actual plane. Or you purchase the actual food, or you purchase the actual clothes. Unfortunately, that was a problem during Superstorm Sandy, where we got bunches of stuff, and nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted us to ship it. They just wanted money. And I get that, because then they could buy stuff new, and they don't have to worry about cleaning. I get that. But you have a lot of people that don't trust a lot of charities out there. Now, there are a lot of ones that you could trust. I totally trust American Red Cross. I trust Vitalin. I trust a lot of, you know, them. But, you know, one reason why I do a lot of, you know, blood donation sort of now charity stuff is because, you know, you're donating blood. There's, you know, no misuse of that. And there are good companies that are getting the blood. So, these companies do need money, and they have to, for tax purposes, show that a certain percentage is going to charity. But you also have administrative costs, and they are allowed to have CEOs. They are allowed to pay for fundraisers. You know, most, having, you know, done campaigns and needing volunteers, if somebody has to, if they can't quit their day job for your charity, they're not going to be there. And for something like the World Health Organization, you have to hire people. And, you know, thank God for the people that the World Health Organization hires to be out there. And then if they are putting their lives on the line, you know, do we really have to force them to fly coach? Anybody putting their lives on the line to help fight the Ebola outbreak out there, fly them business class. But that's a problem we have, too. Coach is now becoming really, really difficult. So my hand starts going numb, my legs start going numb when I'm cramped in a position. And at some point, I think somebody's going to say that coach on a lot of these airplanes is not ergonomic, is not safe, and is not conducive to anybody orthopedically. And I wonder if people are going to start suing, because it is getting ridiculous where your knees are basically hitting the seat in front of you. And you're supposed to be like that for hours on end. And then if you want to just bump it up to get a little bit more room, it's a crap load more money. And so I could see why people try to fudge and go business class. You know, every time I go and sit in coach, I look and see, you know, because usually first class is seated first. And first class is always full. I'm like, how do you guys have that kind of money to do first class? Well, no, the company's paying for it. Well, not on my dime. I'm not going to donate for you to go first class, unless, of course, you are fighting Ebola. But if you're just giving a speech, I give speeches. I give speeches all the time. I don't get to fly first class. I have to take coach. Sometimes I even pay myself to go down there and give the speech. So, yeah, maybe, you know, I'm a little sore. But they need to get their act together with this. Because, you know, World Health Organization needs money. They are dealing with one of the biggest Ebola fights. And if business class flights, and business class can easily be almost $1,000 a ticket on up, that's just domestic, that's a problem. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.